Intense fighting has resumed at Mweso on the border between Rutshuru and Masisi territories between the M23 and the Democratic Republic of Congo Army. This comes as the rebels, who've been fighting the DRC government for over 2 years, say they have established administrative control over the territories they hold. Rebel leaders say they appointed an administrator for Rutshuru territory and 3 city chiefs in Kiwanja, Bunagana and Rubare. Rutshuru political activist Innocent Kasero says the move places its members in strategic positions before possible negotiations with Kinshasa. He says it's a preemptive policy because he says they think the government will soon begin negotiate with the approval of the central government, would allow the representatives to remain. Besides establishing local governance, the M23 also promoted some militia officers, as is the case of its spokesperson, Major William Goma, who became a lieutenant colonel. Other changes include measures to restrict the movement of residents and the introduction of taxes and services. Some residents fear that the conflict will continue, says Havugimana Kasero. He says, as young people and local residents, that this is proof that the M23 has permanently taken over territory, whereas he knows that as rebels, they must leave. The central government recognizes the regional leaders in Rutshuru territory, which, along with its capital, is mostly controlled by the M23. François Ndimu lives in Kiwanja, one of the cities governed by the M23. He tells VOA he thinks the installation of a parallel administration is a message to the Congolese government. He says it is a way of telling the authorities in Kinshasa that they are in place and are free to manage the areas under their control. The government must double its efforts to dislodge the rebels. The DRC Army has announced the start of joint military operations with troops from the Southern African Development Community to force the M23 out of the region. For VOA Africa, I'm Zane Mnetizaidi in Goma.